Apollo 11, this is Houston, over.
Go ahead.
11, Houston, in order to improve the communications a little bit here, we'd like to try to get you on the high-gain antenna. We're recommending a pitch angle of 0, yaw 355, I say again, 355. The track switch to manual and wide beam width, over.
Okay, you ready to switch to high gain now?
That's affirmative. Houston, you read?
Roger, we read you. It seems to be rather marked for the high gain.
Roger, we concur.
Could you give us a time of crossing the prime meridian, 150 west, over?
Roger, stand by about a half a second here. Okay, your time of crossing the 150 west meridian will be 775005, over.
Thank you.
This is Houston. We have about 6 minutes remaining until LOS, and in order that we may configure our ground lines, we'd like to know if you're still planning to have the TV up at the beginning of the next pass. Over.
Roger, Houston. We'll try to have it ready.
This is Houston. We are inquiring if it is your plan to. Over.
It never was our plan to, but it's in a pipe plan, so I guess we'll do it.
Houston, roger out.
Roger, go ahead.
For use in connection with that time on the prime meridian crossing, you have an orbital period now of 2 hours, 8 minutes, and 37 seconds. Over.
Thank you.
Roger. 7, this is Houston. A little over 2 minutes to LOS. All your systems parameters and orbit are looking good from the ground. We have AOS on the other side at 78.23.31. Over.
Right,
78.23.21. Roger, that was 3-1 on the end.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control. We've had loss of signal from Apollo 11 on its first lunar revolution. We will acquire the spacecraft on the next revolution at 78 hours, 23 minutes, 31 seconds. The orbital period for Apollo 11's present orbit, 2 hours, 8 minutes, 37 seconds. And as you heard, we passed up to the crew information that we would perform the LOI 2 burn using only bank A. The banks are the drive mechanisms for the ball valves in the service propulsion system. They open and close these ball valves, and the valves allow the fuel and oxidizer to flow into the engine. They're redundant valves and redundant banks A and B. There was apparently they're driven by nitrogen, and that was the reference to the pressure drop. There was apparently a leak in nitrogen tank B during the LOI 1 burn. This burn was performed with both banks open. The engine can be operated with only one bank. It's apparent that the tank leaked only during the burn while the bank was actuated. Pressure has held steady since the end of the burn, and the experts are reducing the data and looking at the leak rate, determining whether it was constant throughout the burn, what the situation is. We're showing pressure in tank B of 1960 psi, in tank A 2250 psi. Both of these are well above the red line of 400 pounds psi.